Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. To you.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. Thank you for listening. Thanks for choosing us this morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Third Love. Kick-ass bras. Third Love's temp sync bras and undies with patented technology to regulate your body temp. Check them out. You can get $20 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com. I haven't gotten them yet, but I ordered some undies. I'm going to try those out. See if they can keep my butt cool.
I'm a big fan of good underwear. Mm. Good, clean, fresh underwear. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll wear them till they're done. But I like a fresh, clean pair.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. New underwear feels great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want to be wasteful and be like, there's a thread sticking out. They're trash.
Yeah.
But I also am glad
when
it's... I wait
till the waistband starts going.
I don't know if I let him go.
I'm like, I feel like if I was in an accident and someone saw this, maybe they'd think I ripped him in the accident.
Although dude underwear has much sturdier waistbands than a lot of women's underwear.
Yeah.
They're more dainty. So yes. I'm sure you blow out
yours.
Well,
I don't want a panty line there. That's why I use the ones that have like lace at the top or, you know, just like a soft top and not like a full seam. I don't want a seam. They got to, you know, you'd think that by now we just have seamless, just everything would be seamless. Never, it would never move or adjust. But we don't yet. We get close though with Third Love. Okay, I'm going to start with the death just, you know, in order to put off the thing I do not want to talk about. Tristan Rogers. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
Robert Scorpio from General Hospital.
Okay.
He has died. At the age of 79, he played Robert Scorpio on the ABC soap for 45 years. I am not seeing a cause of death here. Oh, there it is. Lung cancer. He had never been a smoker, by the way. At 79, he had a wife and two kids he left behind. But at 79, they're probably older. He also had a run on The Young and the Restless. I didn't know that. But he was Robert Scorpio on General Hospital. Over several stints, at one point, he died. They never showed his body. He had like been caught in an explosion in South America or something. And his spirit came back for his daughter on the show, you know, to advise her.
Mm.
And then he came back a couple more times.
Well,
I mean, I don't know if he was always a spirit, but 45 years, though. Poor Charles will not be the same without him. Rest in peace, Tristan Rogers, a longtime ABC soap, General Hospital fame. I used to love Scorpio. Maybe because I am a Scorpio. Maybe not. Wasn't there a girl on General Hospital? Was it General Hospital? She had like one of her eyes was gone or something. Like her face was all scarred up and she wore her hair across.
Are you thinking about Melrose Place?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
I get
all the people mixed up on that.
I watch General Hospital and I watch Days of Our Lives. When you said Robert Scorpio, I thought of someone from Days of Our Lives and I just looked up this guy. I don't recognize him.
Really?
He's not the guy that I'm thinking of.
Oh. But you did watch General Hospital,
right? I did, but yeah, I don't know. And I don't know what his window was. I'm very familiar with Luke and Laura and the General Hospital storyline with the... Yeah. But Days of Our Lives is who I was thinking of, and I was thinking of...
He joined in 1980, so you would have been 11
then.
No,
that would have been the time.
I know. He was definitely... he must have been on there. Scorpio teamed with Luke and Laura to rescue the world from the Ice Princess weather machine in 1981. Wow.
Yeah.
They really had some big adventures. Well, I mean, they're daytime doctors there, sure. Yep. Anyway, in 1992... He was killed, but he came on back a bunch of times. So there's that. All right. I would like to preface this by saying I have known Michael Franti for at least 15 years. He's been on the show a million times. I consider him a friend. And there are some very serious allegations that have been made against him. But without actually... It's been deduced who Victoria Canal is talking about. She is a young woman, I think she just turned 27, who he found on the internet. He thought she was great and kind of brought her along. She was opening his in for a long time, and he would sing her, come in here and sing her praises. Like, oh my God, this woman, she's amazing.
Did she ever come in here?
I don't believe I've ever met her.
I don't think I've met her either.
Right. In fact, I was looking at pictures of her yesterday as I was sort of diving into this terrible news. I had forgotten that she only had one arm.
Oh, see, well, I want you to tell the story before I comment, but there's no question she was on the stage at Alice in Winterland.
Oh, real? She must have come on and joined him?
Absolutely. Okay. He brought her out.
So she did a series of Instagram posts where she detailed, and she left the person's name out, Michael Franti's name out, but she talked about an abusive, manipulative, grooming relationship she experienced when she was 19 with a, quote, very powerful and decades older individual in the music industry. She did not name Michael Franti. But everybody did the math and figured out who that person was. She commented even, she said, I feel it's important to point out I was a virgin when I met him. She described being groomed, manipulated, and isolated, unwanted physical contact, and non-consensual photography. She described being cut off from others, making her dependent on this person. She didn't fear of disclosure due to worries about career-ending consequences and long-lasting trauma. This is something I've never spoken about publicly. It has plagued my body, spirit, and mind. She apparently was attacked by a stranger in a rehearsal space, and it sort of opened the floodgates on all of this, and she realized how she'd been feeling and how she'd suppressed some of this, and so that this was what she was trying to get off of her chest, and she says she's had tons of therapy. And
I didn't look it up at the time, and I should have. Do you know when this post, her post, happened?
I don't. But however, it had to be a few days ago because she said, this is all I'm ever going to say about it. I'm only going to say it once. That was sort of the timbre of what she had posted. And then the stories, the DMs started coming to her, the stories of other people making very similar claims and detailing interesting incidents that they had had.
Oh, I haven't heard that part.
Well, she posted a lot of them.
Oh.
And she barely scribbled out Michael's name. Michael said...
we're talking about Michael Franti.
Michael Franti. He had a this may have all come to light because of his statement that he made, or I should say widely known because
of this. That's how I found out about it. I was on Instagram yesterday afternoon and saw a written post by him and went, what is that? And then just started reading it and went, oh my God.
Right.
And I texted you right after that.
And I spent because the next 2 hours reading everything.
We're very good friends with him.
Really good
friends.
And
a good friend
of
the show and the station.
Yep. So he does these cruises, Soul Shine at Sea, and he, when these allegations began to gain some traction, one by one, all the artists dropped off. And then eventually this cruise was completely canceled. And so he issued a statement acknowledging a romantic relationship outside of his marriage, firmly denied any abusive behavior. The quote from Michael Franti is, I'm aware of the recent post this artist made about our relationship, and while I support her need to express herself publicly, the relationship was completely consensual based on mutual feelings and attraction. I vehemently dispute any version of the story that says otherwise. He also said, I will, however, take full accountability for not better recognizing the power imbalance, as she was younger than me and I was a headliner on tour. For those reasons alone, I never should have allowed the relationship to become romantic. So I want to leave it at that. I don't want to sit and speculate about it. This is someone that I've known Michael for years, and I know his wife and his couple of his kids, and I, you know, and his wife is currently pregnant.
No, they had the baby.
Oh, they had the baby.
They have a little girl.
When did they have her? I'm surprised I don't remember that.
March? May?
Oh, geez. It's been a while.
It might be May.
Okay. Either way, he's got a family, and that we all know. And so I don't really know what else to say about it. So I think,
well, here's what I'll say.
Okay.
I love him.
Mm.
I'm a big fan, but I believe her.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I hadn't seen her on the stage with him, I might feel differently, but she was around. And so I sort of had to.
She toured with him, and he would,
right.
He
that's
would
what I'm saying.
Not. She said other people who were on the tour got private accommodations, and she didn't.
Yeah, I don't know that part, and
well,
I didn't meet. Yeah, and I didn't meet her, but he pulled her out on stage, and I definitely felt like we don't know her.
No.
But I don't remember the song.
Right.
Now here's what I'll say about Michael Franti. Besides this, he is a businessman. Despite being a rock star, he's someone who has stayed in the music business for his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's even a guy who ever, you know, delivered pizza. Like, he was in music very young and has been able to stay successful and make money at it the whole time. Also owns a resort. And I assumed this young lady was someone that he would be producing or something, which doesn't, to me, that makes perfect sense. You find someone who's talented and
get behind them, put your might behind them.
And that cuts you in some kind of way, right? As a producer or.
Sure.
So I assume that's what was going on there. I didn't know anything about what she has said, but I believe her.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know where it goes. I know that was the 2018 that I looked up because I was thinking 2019 was the last Winterland before the pandemic, and that was Kesha and Avril.
Mm.
And remember, they just blew the roof off the place.
They sure did.
The one before that was the one.
Oh.
It was 2018. I don't know where his, I don't know when his kid was born. I know my kid was born in 2018. I don't know when Taj, I don't know all the background to all of this.
I would say, I really feel like I knew Taj for a while before the pandemic. So
he's older. Than yeah. Edie.
By the way, isn't her birthday tomorrow?
It is. We celebrated over the weekend.
Oh.
Big party at my house.
Lots of friends from school and stuff too? Or
some friends from school, and then lots of grown-ups who came to with presents, which, you know, that's a big part of the birthday joy.
What'd she get?
Stuff. Well, she got some clothes and some toys and, you know, kid stuff.
Kid stuff.
All the kid stuff.
Was there some special thing that you and Christina got for her that she was begging for her birthday?
No, she's what she wants more than anything in the whole wide world is a cat.
Oh.
And so we are just absolutely bummed because our neighborhood, you can hear the coyotes daily. Mm-hmm. Every night you hear them. Mm-hmm. Our neighborhood has had we've had a lot of cat disappearances, so it's unfortunate. And we're going to get her something small to begin with, not a cat, so that she can start learning how to care for an animal and see if we can't. So that's what's coming on tomorrow.
Oh,
is the first little pet that can help her learn how to, you have to feed, but not feed too much. And you have to clean the bowl and you have to, and so we'll see how, I hope she's not listening. And why would she be? She sleeps in like you. She's asleep like you.
No, I'm a good sleeper.
Yeah, she sleeps. She'll sleep till 11 and go, I did it. I wanted to sleep till 11 and I did it. Why would you want to do that?
Because I'm 7.
Whatever. Anyway, I don't know
what kind of kid.
I don't know. I do know his wife. I know that in the story that we read, he was
talking about Michael Franti.
We're back to that story. Yeah. His wife, according to him on his writing, his wife found out about this and has stayed with him and they've been working on their marriage. And I assume it went well because they made another baby. Mm. Because that happened years ago. So
yes.
And he's saying he was found out while still on tour in his writing, in his post. So his wife knew. His wife has.
She's not waking up to this news.
Well, she got this news privately, though. So how does that feel to have it now out there?
Probably pretty essy.
And while you're still dealing with a brand new baby, it's got to be really hard. So I feel for her, I feel for him, and I feel for the young lady who we're talking about. Yep. What's her name, Victoria?
Victoria Canal.
But I believe her.
Mm. Me too.
Did you read about it, Bob?
No, not much.
Okay. Good answer.
Yeah. On that, in this incredibly uplifting note, we are going to take a break. This is, I feel like this is what... That's all I want to say about it. Like, I really feel like, you know, super conflicted on the whole thing. You know, part of me wants to smash plates and another part of me wants to cry. So I just feel like that's what I've got. I'm sure it'll come up again. I'm sure there'll be more parts to the story. But for now, this will be, I guess if anybody asks, we'll refer them to the 6 o'clock podcast. You can check it out there. All right, Benny, what do you got coming up?
Have you watched Alien Earth yet?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. My God. I have to tell you something and more after these.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. You can watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Atco Pest Control. Ooh. Drywood termite swarming?
Oh.
August kicks off their season. Don't wait. Call Atco Pest Control to kick them out fast. Mention Sarah and Vinny and you'll get 10% off termite treatment this month. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. That's
atcopestcontrol.com.
Okay. Just a quick mention of this before I get to your news stories. I realize I'm not the trash. I'm the news. I'm a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan of the movie Alien. Mm. So much so that I almost named my kid after the heroine, Ripley. I love the name. I love Sigourney Weaver in that movie. And for me, I feel like I've kind of looked at it for a second and thought, she's probably the first sort of superhero that I dug. And I don't mean dug as in wanted to hump. I mean dug. Like
she pulled it.
She's a badass. Like, listen, Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman, she was fine.
Yeah, I loved her. Yeah.
And
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Foxy. And strong.
Linda Carter, maybe one of the most beautiful women in the world, but Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Fighting that alien. That was it for me. Like, that's she's the baddest ass of all of them.
Mm.
So anyway, I've loved that franchise, but I've really loved that first movie.
Yes.
This is the first time I'm watching Alien Earth, a new TV show, where I was like, oh my God, it's incredible.
It's incredible.
Alien Earth. I think we're watching it on Hulu.
So it's an FX show. I believe that you can stream it if you have that app. But yeah, we're watching it on Hulu as well.
I've only seen the first two episodes.
They put FX on it all the time. Like it's their show.
Okay.
I think there are only two episodes out right now.
Oh.
Yeah. It's going to drop week by week now that they've got you sucked in. It's great.
It's so good, you guys.
I'm with you.
I mean,
set
really.
In like 2170.
There were a couple scenes last night in the second episode where I went, okay, that's a bit much. Some of the gore is.
It's over the top.
Way over the top. Like,
it's good
just,
though.
Holy.
How about those little suckers, the ticks?
All the stuff.
It's sucking his blood.
Crawl away.
Oh, yeah, that was nasty. That was really... I did think to myself, that's not real. Stop it.
A little over the top.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Come on. But anyway, if you're at all into the original Alien movie, which I am, this absolutely meets that standard that you'd hope they would meet.
Yeah.
It's good. And it's a television show.
Yeah.
So we're going to get it every week. I don't know. I almost sat there and I thought, movies are in trouble. TV is so good.
TV is so good. I would like to add, if I could, I've watched all the Aliens, all the Predators. There's another Predator movie coming, but Vinny, if you like this, you should watch Prey, P-R-E-Y. It's set like, I don't know, maybe the 1800s. The white man has come and the Native Americans are not psyched. And also Predator is there.
Oh.
So it's great. I really love it. And then there's like there's Prometheus, which is like a before everything. Like it's with, you know, I don't want to say too much about it. But there's a lot. And this is great. It's a super cool effed up extension of this.
I'll look into it. Not every one of the follow-ups to the original caught me.
Yeah.
And held me. Mm-hmm. So this is the first. That's why I'm so excited. This is the first time
I love that there are three different kinds of people. There's just regular. Well, actually, I guess there's a fourth kind of person because there's just regular people.
Right.
But then there's like enhanced people who I think are called cyborgs. So they've got some mechanics in them. There's synths, which are just droids, but they look like humans. And then there are hybrids. So it's the synth body, which looks human. And they've just found a way. And that's the thing that's a little over the top is the boy genius.
Like, I love it.
It's so dumb.
No, I think it's really funny. I really enjoy this, the way that they've, he is who we think he'd be. He is so entirely full of himself in every possible way.
I just want to create something that I can have a conversation with.
I want someone to blow my mind. Right. And the lady he's talking to is he's completely insulting every being on the planet. Mm. Is like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yes, yeah. I do. I know exactly what you mean. So the hybrids are synths with somebody's digitized your personality, plus you're a computer as well. So it's like somebody's consciousness has been put into one of the synths.
Put it this way. I'm usually freaking out come Sunday night. I never sleep, but I always am freaking out, trying to hopefully put myself in the best position to do so. Last night, Christina goes, you want to watch another episode of, and I said, I can't do that. Are you crazy? And I walked up the stairs and I went, I do want to watch that. I turned right around, went back down the stairs and we put it on and I watched the whole thing. And it's great. And it's got some heart too. So because there's this brother.
Yeah,
and it's really good. So Alien Earth, I just wanted to tell you, if you're into Alien.
It's exactly, if you're a sci-fi fan, this is exactly what you want.
Some of the tattoos on me are from the art from the original series.
Oh.
The guy, his last name's Geiger. He drew and came up with the alien and some of that. And so it's that biomechanical, chemical art.
Uh-huh.
I got that tattooed. Like, I'm into this. I like it.
Mm.
So, not enough to name my kid Ripley, but I...
But your dog, though.
My dog is, yes. Alien Earth. Okay. Here's what's happening. Here are some things that happened 10 years ago this week.
Oh, I like these.
10 years ago, One Direction broke up.
Oh, that is actually incredibly surprising.
It was announced as an extended hiatus, but they never got back together. There was talk of a reunion last year, but then Liam Payne tragically passed away, and that was that.
Yep.
They are now solo artists.
It almost feels like longer ago than 10
really?
Years.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. It feels like 2019 to me. Like, if just, you know, I don't know. It is a bit of a time warp these days, but it doesn't. It's a decade. I can't believe it.
Mailing potatoes became a thing.
I got a potato once.
What?
10 years ago,
yeah, it was
this
about
week.
10 years ago, actually, it was after my first internship. One of my friends who I met at my internship sent me a potato at school.
A 24-year-old guy in Texas went viral after launching a company called Potato Parcel. It let you mail spuds with personalized messages written on them. And it's still a thing. And so you can just write on the potato and put it in the mail and it goes to the person.
They actually address the potato. Yes, it's they not write wrapped.
Sharpie right onto the potato.
Oh.
And mail it. Potato parcel.
Well.
So you could write someone and it's like a postcard on a potato.
All right.
You know, you don't write a whole letter.
Well, it's, you know, how big is this potato? I mean, we must be talking about big bacon potatoes.
10 years ago this week, Jennifer Lawrence was the highest paid actress in the world.
Oh.
Forbes clocked her yearly earnings at $52
million. Wow.
Scarlett Johansson was next at $35.5 million. And then Melissa McCarthy at $23 million. 10 years ago this week.
Wow.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Jon Stewart. 10 years ago this week, Jon Stewart had just left The Daily Show. His first gig was hosting WWE's SummerSlam, where he took out John Cena with a folding chair. Trevor Noah debuted as the new Daily Show host that September.
I was so sad when he left. I'm so happy. He's only back one day a week on Mondays. Hello. But I love him on The Daily Show. There's nobody like Jon Stewart. I listen to him talk and go, run for president, run for president, run for president. He's just not stupid enough to do it.
Well, he has a life. Mm. 10 years ago this week, Ashley Madison hackers leaked everyone's info.
I can't believe it's
the
been 10
dating
years
site for cheaters had been hacked that July, and the hackers threatened to release all of the data if the site didn't shut down immediately. Look at that, hackers with a heart. They wanted to shut that down.
They just wanted you to shut down? Still around, right? But people must be much more cagey about it.
I have no idea. Can you go to Ashley Madison and see if it's still there?
Oh, it's kicking.
Okay.
Oh boy.
They followed through with the threat, releasing more than 60 gigabytes of data on August 18th and 20th. Analysis later showed that Alabama led the nation in extramarital affairs. Congratulations, Alabama.
Way to go, Alabama. Are they first in the alphabet, too?
Alabama, Arkansas, Alaska, something like that. I think so.
I think they're first.
What made you think of that?
I don't know. I was just thinking, was there anything that's before that? And I thought Alaska, but then I was like, no, that's L-A-L-A-S.
That's what you thought of.
That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Alabama's winning the cheating battle. No, and losing. I don't know what
they're
that is.
Winning the cheating battle.
And then you went, where do they?
Well, they're number
alphabetically,
one.
Where do they rank?
They're number one.
Okay. 10 years ago this week, a man in Scotland received the world's first bionic man area.
Oh, how did that go?
The 43-year-old had lost his junk earlier when it was ripped off in a car accident.
Oh, it's so specific.
Headlines claimed it was the world's first bionic one.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't actually true, but they say people were happy to hear the man's new bionic area was 8. Full inches.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel good though?
I can't say. I don't have any firsthand accounts of what that or how that is.
Mm. I would just think that you would definitely be disappointed if you couldn't. I mean,
be the point?
Right.
You think you're disappointed.
Why not just make a little hose? You
right.
know?
How disappointed do you think he is when he finally all the effort put
saying.
Into... Oh, okay, I was going to say. I mean, then all that effort, and then he goes, it's not even close to the same. Not even close.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You just can't anymore.
Yeah,
really,
he's...
Really,
he's
it'll be
yeah.
really sad.
He's super bummed.
Yeah. That, to me, and that's I'm like sure, the only important... Well, does it... Can you still feel stuff?
Well, I could see where a man absolutely would hope to, if he's got a partner or hopes to have a partnership, would absolutely hope to fulfill her needs, even if he's not getting what he needs.
How incredibly frustrating.
But it would be worth it if you feel like your partner is getting what she needs and you have at least, I would want to fulfill my partner.
Mm.
If possible, even if I can't anymore. Whatever I did that got me into an accident, that got the thing torn off, maybe that's my fault, maybe it's not. But she deserves to, you would think immediately, she's leaving me.
Oh.
Right?
No.
Yep. But you can't with her anymore.
There are devices that they sell. I mean, don't worry.
Well, guys don't think like that. A guy would think like, if I can't, then she won't and she'll leave. No. The next handsome guy that comes along with a real one.
So all the guys.
All the men's of the world right. suddenly have moved in front of you with your own partner.
I like to think that there's, I'm not just, horny for him. There's more. There's more there.
If you're an American and don't do any international travel, this will surprise you, but there are different things done in other countries.
Oh, what?
And in some cases, they're better.
Oh.
One of the first things that I don't even know if it's on the list.
Is it the bidet?
The bidet is on the list.
Oh.
This is on the list too. One of the first things, because I have never traveled internationally other than Mexico.
Nicaragua.
Okay, true.
Canada?
No. But I've never done Europe. I've never... All that stuff is just still to be conquered.
Yeah, can't wait to hear the stories.
But Christina is very well-traveled, and she sent me a picture from her hotel one time, and it was just, here's my room, and this was early days. She was traveling all over the world. And I looked at the bed, and the duvet... sat on top of it, and it was a single. and there's a second single next to it. Their beds have personal duvets.
Oh.
You never seen this in your travels?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
If you and John are sleeping in the same king-size bed, mm-hmm. there are two duvets. Personal.
Oh, you're saying it's clear that there are two mattresses there. They're separate. They're pushed together, though. And
they
so each one has their own thing.
They could be the same mattress. Either way, the duvets are separate. Oh. Am I not saying this
each
right?
Each person has their own blanket.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're sized so that there's no double coverage.
I see.
You're your own blanket. You get
there's
it?
There's no stealing the
no
covers.
No one takes your covers. No one.
Some epic Norse battle took place where they, from here forth, we shall always have separate duvets.
No more blanket stealing. You can regulate your temperatures however you want.
That's nice.
Split
duvets.
And
then duvets. No matter which side you're sleeping on, your left side or your right side, you can stick a foot out to get it cooled down.
Susan and I do this.
Oh, you each have your own blankie.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to share my blanket. Unnecessary.
It's smart.
It is a thing. It is a thing where someone is just pulling. Plus, you know, between the two bodies, now there's an air gap. You know, you don't want that. Wish I'd thought of that. I had to move rooms.
Well, I've also moved rooms since. And
it wasn't really about the blanket, though.
Yeah, me neither. Month-long vacations. Europe does it right. They call them holidays. America is work-obsessed and one of the countries that offer the least paid vacation days.
Mm.
Other countries, you can leave for a month and no one's going to go, what are you doing? Where do you get off? You can't leave. Get back to work.
Does everyone go at once, though? So, like, if I visit the country that week?
I don't know. Yes. Is that how that goes?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Country's shutting down for a month. Plan accordingly.
They say this is about other countries. So non-American things that would the world highly recommends to America. Taxes included in the price tag, not to mention service fees and tips.
Now, wouldn't that just make sense?
But then they couldn't hide it from you.
The service fee thing is unbelievable. And I think it was PayPal. I can't remember why I got this receipt, but it broke down all the individual taxes that I'm paying for local, county, state. I was blown away. I'm like, how do they even keep track of all these different taxes they're charging me? And they're pennies, you know, here, pennies there, which I, you know, that's got to add up for every purchase. But yeah, there's.
It would be great to have, like, this is the price.
Yeah.
Especially in a foreign country where you're like, I don't even really know how much this number means in American dollars. So, it's more. Here's all my money. Just take what it is.
Towel warmers. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Heated floors instead of vented heat. I don't care about that
heated
either.
Heated floors are great. Love a heated floor.
That's, I believe, one of those things that if you don't have it, you don't miss it, you don't care.
No.
If you have it and you go, oh, I stepped out of my shower onto a warm floor. This is delightful. Then maybe you're stuck on it, but I don't care. Butter on sandwiches?
Oh, that is a thing.
Is it?
Yeah. When I was growing up, my mom would make us these cucumber sandwiches, and they were on white bread with butter. Butter. Thick slab of butter.
Cucumbers. Cucumber.
I know. It sounds weird. They're like the best thing. And a little salt and pepper on the cukes. Cut into triangles with no crust. Thank you.
Finger sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. She would make those. She'd make those and egg salad and maybe sometimes a meat one, but she'd just make a stack of them, put them out, and us kids would dive in. I tried
to get that on my first renegotiation with CBS when we
finger
were working
sandwiches.
Finger sandwiches. Mm.
How'd that go?
DiNardo goes, I'll give you the money to buy them. And I was like, no, I want you guys to get them in here for me so I can eat them without any effort.
This is a glimpse into Vinny's relationship with our old boss. This was definitely
and
like
I,
taking a knitting needle and poking him.
I did not get finger sandwiches in the deal.
Well, I'm glad to know that you didn't, because if you'd been hiding them from me all these years, I would have been pissed.
But I did try.
Mm. Thanks for trying. That
finger
been,
sandwiches are
great.
Highly underrated. Mm. I had no idea.
I'm with you.
Your mom was making those.
I had no idea that you liked finger sandwiches. Which when you say that, you just mean a little quarter of a sandwich that, you know, you can get several different kind of. Yeah, you can eat it in one bite, really.
Yeah.
If you're a hog about it.
Right.
I'm going to make you.
You don't have to.
I'm going to.
I just wanted to.
I'm going
to
make you cucumber and butter.
Oh, okay.
Sandwiches.
I just was reminded when you said that. I remember saying that to DiNardo, and he just, you know, that look down, and then the like, I got to put up with this crap. Right.
The temple rubbing. Just let it go, DiNardo. Let it go.
I lost sandwiches in the deal. Anyway, that's all for now. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
PETA is on the warpath again. This one seems a little extreme, but I'll let you decide, okay?
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.